Gaspésians can thank Monsignor Ross, the first bishop of the Diocese of Gaspé, for the foundation of the town's first hospital. Bishop Ross was also responsible for bringing in members of the Augustine Order to care for the needy and the elderly.
Before the Hôtel Dieu opened on January 3, 1927, patients were treated in their homes. The need for treatment for injuries and disease throughout the vast region prompted a number of doctors to come to Gaspé. Henry G. Moody, Lambert Courtney Dillon, Frederick W. McCartney, Patrick O'Shea, and William Wakeham, whose home you will discover on this very tour, were but a few of the valiant doctors who traveled the region dispensing care. But the creation of a hospital would forever change the way medicine was practiced in the Gaspé.
From what I heard, it happened on December 27th, 1926, yes. Little Philip Joseph was playing with a nice new sled he'd gotten for Christmas that year, and he got hurt so badly that he needed an operation. It was Dr. Emile Simard, who as it turns out was a surgeon too, that agreed to operate on the poor little soul. The child was only 4, you know. Incidentally, Dr. Simard later became the hospital's first director. Can you imagine? The hospital's brand new equipment was used for the first time on that little boy. The place only opened officially a week later. Now that service... Things sure have changed.
A second pavilion was added to the hospital in 1931 to meet the ever-growing need for health services in the region. 15 years later, in 1946, another pavilion was built on the hill overlooking the town of Gaspé, this time for the treatment of patients with tuberculosis. Originally known as the Sanatorium Monseigneur Ross, it has since been renamed the Centre d'Hébergement Monseigneur Ross. Because of the lightning-fast evolution of medical technology over the last 100 years, the hospital eventually outgrew its old facilities, and the current hospital, which opened in 1973, was built a little farther west on the York River. The 1970s were also the sad final page in another chapter of our local history, as Fort Ramsey was erased once and for all from the Gaspésian landscape. Oh, by the way,
until the arrival of Gaspé's first pharmacist in 1959, doctors sold and distributed medication themselves. The first dentist's office in Gaspé opened in 1920, and 9 years later, the town's first optometrist had his eyes set on O'Hara's Point.